After Mitchell Cook revealed Kevin's full name to everyone, all of the wealthy guests were stunned. Aside from being the powerful CEO of the Williams Company, rumors had spread over the past few days about his ruthless reputation, not just eliminating the Butler and Blair families, but also doing the same to the Hayes family in Detroit. When none of the guests stood up after Mitchell Cook called everyone out for insulting Kevin earlier, he vowed to review the surveillance footage and urge the guilty parties to leave Chicago within 24 hours or have their families wiped out. Upon hearing Mitchell Cook's ominous words, the wealthy guests lost their appetites and could no longer eat or drink what they'd ordered. Despite being important and wealthy people themselves, all of the resources they had were inherited from their families and had been slowly built over decades of hard work by their parents and grandparents. Ever since Kevin had started using the Williams Company to auction off his power pills, the public image of the company had completely changed, and their status had skyrocketed. And although the combined wealth of everyone in the room added up to an astonishing figure, it was still far from enough to challenge the Williams Company. After leaving Mitchell Cook in charge of everything that was happening on the first floor, Kevin turned a deaf ear to all the commotion and went straight to the 17th floor. The moment he stepped out of the elevator, he was immediately met with another set of cold stares. However, in order to prevent any similar incidents from happening, Rachel was already waiting outside the elevator door as soon as she received Kevin's call. "Boss, you're finally back." Rachel greeted him with a smile and let out a heavy sigh as if she'd been freed from a heavy burden. "How's Lily doing?" Kevin asked her with some concern. "Her condition is still stable, but she was a little sad when she heard that the Jones family was destroyed." Rachel hesitated for a moment before continuing. "But boss, you have to be careful when you go inside. Your mother-in-law's mood is extremely sour and unhinged right now. She kept saying that she wanted Lily to divorce you." Rachel added, "Luckily, Spencer didn't hear what she said. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to stop the people of Radiance." When Kevin heard her, he couldn't help but laugh a little. He already expected this kind of reaction. Dorothy had just suffered at the hands of the top 9 schools. If she didn't make a fuss and get mad at him for it, it would have been too out of character for her. As he and Rachel walked to the room, they could hear voices coming from the other side of the door.
"Lily, I still can't believe that Rachel is now such a big executive. In the past, I only heard about the news, but this is the first time I've seen it with my own eyes,"
Dorothy remarked.
"Listen to me. You must build a good relationship with Rachel and ask her to help you find a good man to marry. Given our situation, you'll need to have at least a few $100 million in your hands."
When she heard this, Rachel's legs felt weak. She anxiously looked at Kevin to see his reaction. When she saw that he wasn't angry at all, she reflexively wiped the cold sweat from her forehead. However, Dorothy wasn't done speaking yet.
"Lily, you really have to listen to your mother. Even though Kevin, that piece of trash, has turned his life around to become the CEO of the Williams Company, what's the use of that if we can't even benefit from it? And what has he given us in return?"
Dorothy continued.
"At the end of the day, Kevin is just an ingrate who we aren't really familiar with. And without our knowledge, he's offended so many people. What do you think anybody would do if something bad happened to either of us? Although, if Kevin is dead, we can't be implicated with all the enemies he's left behind. Besides, you're still young, and there are many men out there who would like to marry you."
Dorothy tried desperately to convince her daughter. Listening to Dorothy's nagging, Phoebe took a deep breath and irritably rubbed her temples. She really didn't understand what Dorothy was thinking. How come she wasn't satisfied with having a son-in-law like Kevin?
"Mom, please stop. No matter what you say, I'll never divorce Kevin. I've decided to stay with him and only him for the rest of my life."
Lily answered firmly.
"Are you stupid? So what if Kevin is rich? Nowadays, there are many rich men. Furthermore, Rachel's business is doing really well now. Can't you just ask her to let you manage part of it?
Dorothy said with some annoyance. Kevin deliberately coughed as he slowly pushed the door open and walked in. We don't need anything. You can get out now. Dorothy was in a bad mood. Without seeing who it was, she thought it was the hotel staff checking in on them. At the same time, when they saw who had just come in the room, Lily, who was sitting on the bed, was stunned, while Phoebe immediately stood up from her chair. What's the matter with the two of you? Who is it? Dorothy turned her head to look and finally saw why they both had reacted like that. Kevin? You piece of trash! You finally resurfaced? How dare you show yourself now? It would have been much better if you had died. Kevin! Without waiting for Kevin to answer Dorothy's insults, Phoebe's eyes instantly turned red and she immediately threw herself into his arms. Dorothy and Lily were confused by this. They thought to themselves, what's wrong with Phoebe? Why did she get so excited when she saw Kevin? All right, let's find a quiet place to have a good chat later. Kevin gently pushed Phoebe away from his arms and greeted the two people beside him with a smile. Mom, Lily, I'm back. Although Lily didn't say anything, tears couldn't help but fall from her eyes. However, this wasn't the case with Dorothy, whose violent temper immediately erupted like a volcano. You still have the nerve to come back after going missing for all this time? Do you know how I was harmed because of you? Do you understand how much suffering I had to endure for my useless son-in-law's absence? Dorothy took several deep breaths as she fumed in anger. I already used to think that you were trash, but I didn't realize that you would cause so much trouble for us. You have to fix this problem, Kevin. Go show yourself to those old men and give them what they need. After that, ask them to give me the money they promised me. Then you and Lily can get a divorce and we'll never have to see each other again. Dorothy still remembered all the verbal threats she received from the top 9 schools. Kevin scratched his head and shrugged his shoulders. Mom, you can't blame me for this, can you? It was you who promised to give those people all those things without checking with me first. Are you really blaming me for trying to help you out? Dorothy's eyes widened and her voice instantly became several times louder. I just figured that since you weren't making money all these years, I wanted to use the opportunity you had to... Mom, you really don't need to be so considerate of me, Kevin interrupted her. Dorothy fell silent for a few seconds, but soon the whole room was filled with her roars. Don't think that you're very impressive just because you now have the Williams Company. That doesn't erase the fact that for the past few years you were just a useless son-in-law who lived in my house to eat and drink for free. Dorothy pointed at Kevin and shouted, Mark my words here today. You and Lily are going to divorce. There's no room for negotiation on this matter. Dorothy continued, Now that that's settled, I don't want to see your face ever again. So get out of here immediately, you piece of trash. Kevin took a deep breath. Despite all of Dorothy's harsh words, there was still no trace of annoyance on his face. Didn't you hear me? I told you to get out of here. Dorothy slightly raised her chin. Don't think that you can stay here as long as you wish. You may be the CEO of the Williams Company, but this is Rachel Salick Sleep Hotel. It's not a place where you can impose your will. Then Dorothy turned to Rachel. Rachel, listen to your Aunt Dorothy. Find someone to kick him out for me. Letting this piece of trash enter your hotel like this will just tarnish your reputation. Hearing this, Rachel almost knelt down to Kevin as she tried to reason with Dorothy. Auntie, please don't say that. No one could imagine how much pressure Rachel was currently under. Unlike Kevin, she had never had anyone in her life admire her. Now Dorothy was definitely one of them. She was touched by this, but at the same time, how could Dorothy dare to say those things in front of Kevin? Rachel, I know that it's not easy for you to do on account of Lily, but you also don't need to worry about the feelings of my good-for-nothing son-in-law. After all, you're also one of the top bosses in Chicago. And the CEO of the Williams Company can't do anything about it since this is your hotel," Dorothy advised her earnestly. "Rachel, I'm tired, and I don't want to see this useless trash space ever again. So please do me a favor and kick him out of the hotel."
"Aunt Dorothy, you really shouldn't be saying those things. Kevin, Mr. Williams, I would never dare to fight with him." Rachel was about to cry. Dorothy's impression of Rachel was shattered in an instant. It was precisely because she was working under Kevin that Rachel knew how powerful he really was. Because of this, she was afraid that Kevin would take everything away from her if Dorothy continued to try and pit the two of them against each other.
"What exactly is going on with you, Rachel? Don't tell me that my useless son-in-law, a mere CEO of another company, actually holds any influence over you."
Dorothy finally realized that the matter wasn't really as simple as she'd thought.